Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Hi, Johnny.
All
How
right.
are you doing today?
Doing good. It's been a while since we've talked. How is everything with you?
Oh, great. I cannot believe it's already Friday. I'm glad it is, but it went by fast this week, and I'm excited for Dale's show today, aren't you?
Dale. Yes, Dale and Richard. Yes. Are you both there?
Dale's here. Are you there?
Yeah, man. Hello.
Yeah, Richard's here. Richard's here. And
dear brother, I'm
going to have, we're going to have a really good time. I don't know what's going on with my phone, Barb, because I'm not getting my voicemails, and the phone doesn't appear to be ringing unless I'm not hearing it, so I'm going to try a different sound. I don't know. So we'll
okay, well, maybe you'll get my message when you look into it further.
That's very possible. Mm-hmm. Very possible. So what's going on with you today, Barb?
Oh, I drove around a lot. I washed the car. I had a doctor's appointment, just a regular checkup. So that does take a lot of time up in your day when you have an appointment in the afternoon with the traffic and all that. But I got it all done just in time to do the show, literally.
Yeah, I wanted to say about Johnny is that you upload the, you could say it, Barbie, to what, YouTube and Roku?
If I want to upload it to Roku, sometimes upload it to Roku, but I usually upload it to YouTube, and it's uploaded to the Blog Talk as well. However, I've been looking.
Always, we always put it that night up on YouTube. Life, Laughter, Happiness.
Yes, on YouTube. Always on YouTube. Yes, always on YouTube. Yes.
Yeah, and then would you give out your phone number, Johnny, so we can start?
Sure. Okay, it's 516-531-9874. Okay.
Do we have?
For your free
do we have anybody?
Yes, we do. It's the area code 954. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, caller. Welcome.
Hello. I'm glad you took my call. Thank you so much. Great. And what's your name, darling?
My name is Lisa. I'm calling from Florida.
Florida. Okay. You're kind of cold back there, huh?
Not so much now. Not so much now.
Well, I saw like 28 degrees going, oh, my God, it's crazy.
I know.
That's insane. Okay, how can I help you?
Well, I just wanted to know if you see any love interest coming my way where it could lead to marriage.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Definitely. Definitely, definitely, definitely. The problem with you is you kind of judge everything. Like I don't mean this in a bad way, but like the fingernails or, you know, you check the shoes, you check the teeth, you check everything. Are you aware of that?
I guess I do that, yeah.
I think it's funny. And, you know, you're fussy. And I'd like you to be not so fussy.
A little bit picky. Yeah.
And you need to go out and check people out. And go out with them once. If you don't like it, then don't go out again. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Because you're going to have several guys that are going to be vying for you. You're quite attractive. You let things, you know, you're fine. Are you a little bit chubby?
No.
Okay, you're more on the thin side. Mm-hmm. I don't see any problems with you getting a man whatsoever. Did you join any of the groups?
No.
Why not?
When you say groups, what do you mean?
Well, you know, Barbara, help me out here. Barb?
Yes, like groups, social groups.
Social
right?
groups.
Social
like,
groups.
Yeah, what
people?
About?
Oh, no, no. No, I haven't.
How are you meeting people?
Well, how are you meeting anybody?
Well, just going out and about.
That helps.
And that's it. And yeah.
Well, you know, they have, Barbara, what do you call them? I'm not sure because I don't use it. Do you know the names of the ones that they use?
On the dating site?
Yeah, on the dating app, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Help me out here. Tinder.
Yeah.
My daughter's helping me out here. Match.com.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Match.com.
Millionaire Matchmaker.
Okay. That's a few, you know. But, you know, it doesn't hurt to put your profile in your picture. Because you just... You know, yeah, eHarmony is good because you're very good looking, and so I would just go for it.
Okay.
And you're saying,
that's
will you meet someone?
But,
yeah.
Okay.
That's okay. You will meet someone, and it's going to be very positive. And I would say just go for it. Don't worry.
Okay.
Ooh, okay. Is there anything else you wanted to know? Hello?
There's
hello?
Was
there anything
you
else you wanted to know?
Okay. I thought you were talking to one of the gentlemen. No, that's it. Oh, I wanted to ask you quickly if my daughter bought a car, and do you see justice being done with that, because they kind of deceit her. They were very deceitful.
Oh, my goodness. What kind of car?
Toyota 2018.
Okay. I've had incidences with this with Richard where they were trying to give him a price for brakes, which wasn't even a year old, at $700 or $800,
oh,
wow. And I chewed their butt out big time. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you chew their butt out and you threaten to call the television stations and let them know how they ripped you off, yes, they will bring down the money for sure.
Okay. That sounds good.
All right, thank you.
All right,
thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Aloha.
Yeah, a big aloha to you, even though we're not in Hawaii yet.
I hope she's glad she knows she's getting married.
I hope she's glad
that she knows that, because, I mean, that's a big question. Some people just don't know, am I really going to? Now that she knows that, she can relax and just enjoy it more, the dating process.
Well, I didn't say the word marriage. I said she'd be with somebody, so there's a big difference. And eventually, yeah, it could lead to marriage. But she's real fussy, so you understand?
Yeah. God, that's so cool that you picked up that she was fussy and she was chuckling about it. She knows. But, I mean, about even the shoes. But it's a big deal. When you go out and you're just wearing your scuffy shoes, you may have some really nice shoes in there, but you just wear these all the time. People actually look at that stuff, and they care. So put yourself together if you're trying to attract somebody out there. You know, really think about it when you walk out that door.
I have a funny story to tell in Hawaii many years ago. My girlfriend and I were at a bar. I don't drink now, but we're at a bar. And we met this guy, and he promised us a lot of things. He owned an airline. And he wanted to put us on the airlines and the whole bit as far as me doing readings. And I don't know, it's crazy, right? And my girlfriend noticed, she looked at his shoes and there were holes in them. And she goes, no way is this going to happen. No way. Do you believe that?
It really matters. especially the shoes, they say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's true. And I meant to tell you, Barb, Richard's been watching. We're curious. Richard has been watching.
What have I been watching? Okay, Barb, I've been watching the big story on Hugh Hefner from the beginning to the end. I'm sure you've seen it. It's got about 20.
And he wanted to know what year you were in so he could look it up.
Well.
Oh, yes. I am Miss December 1992, and I have a lot to say about that. And I have a lot of people who are contacting me to try to get me to tell my story on their thing. But guess what? I'm saving my story for my own thing. That's something I really wanted to talk to you guys about, too, because, okay. So,
okay, I'll do that next go around. But let me. Yeah. You said Donnie, you said there's another call.
Well, you don't have to do it now. No.
Oh, I don't want to do it now, actually. So I'm going to get to a caller. Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's the next caller. Area code 61. You're on the air.
Yes, hi. This is Suzanne, and my question is the same thing. I'm looking for love and marriage down the future, not too down the future.
Okay, where are you from, darling?
Long Island.
God, we get more Long Island people and Jersey people than I know what to do with. You are a very, very funny person. You make everybody chuckle, everybody laugh. If something is negative, somehow you turn it into positive. You're just like, you have it really going for you. Do you understand?
I guess so.
Thank you.
Everybody laughed.
Don't you think you're funny?
I need you to be quiet.
Okay.
I need you to be
quiet
so I can concentrate. Okay.
To.
So all I wanted to say is you have a great personality.
Oh, thanks.
See what I mean? Do you see what I mean? You have this.
I'm pretty, too. I just have a great personality.
Well, you have that, too. It's great. I mean, it's wonderful. And I see the color red all around you. I don't know why, but I see the color red. Does that make any sense to you, or do you like red?
I'm wearing a red pajama top.
Oh, that's why I see it. Okay, a red pajama top. And what's the matter with your little foot? I see a little problem with your foot.
Nothing yet.
Did you stub your toe or something?
No.
Okay. Watch out for that in the near future, because I see that happening. Sometimes you get a little klutzy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, how does she know that, right? Well, with the klutziness, I see the future. That's what I do. That's what I do best, is the future. Mm-hmm. Now, you asked me about a man. Of course you're going to have a guy. The last guy you had was not that great, correct?
Oh, I'm just getting everybody who has no time to date, doesn't want to date. That's why I'm single.
Well, you know, you have to look at different things and try to pick someone different than what you have always picked.
I'm not picking them. The only people I get from dating are those kinds of people. I'm not picking them.
What are you, are you on a dating service?
I'm on a dating site. I don't go out that much. I'm not going to go to different things. I've done that, been there. It costs money and, you know. Not into
but
this,
I
like,
do see you going out.
Running around every minute.
I do see you going out. I do see you having fun. There's going to be somebody that's going to ask you out and you're going to go. At the same token, you do meet someone and it's going to be a fun thing to do. Very fun. And, you know, I don't know about marriage, but I do know that, you know, you're fussy as well. I don't know why I'm picking up all these fussy people, but you get real fussy too. And you will meet someone, but it's to your liking.
Well, I do want marriage. I don't want to be alone.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't see it right now.
Well, hopefully in the future.
I would tell you if I saw it right away, but I don't see it at the moment.
Well, maybe a year or two. I mean, you know, I don't want to wait 10 years.
Yeah, it could be. You can check with me back in a year or two, but right now, it's just...
Is he going to be a nice person? Is he going to have a nice personality? Is he going to be cute?
Definitely. Definitely nice personality. Definitely red hair. Definitely good looking. He's a little bit younger than you.
Like how many years?
Side, I don't know. I can't tell you that. That's hard to say. I mean, you know, certain things psychics can't do, and that's one of them. Time and how old is he? I don't know. But all I know, he's younger than you, and it's somebody that's really nice. It's someone that you'll go out with and have good fun.
And you think he'll be attracted to me?
Well, of course. If he when it goes up to you, yes, he will.
All right.
Okay.
And then
well,
thank
you very much.
I have
thank you very much.
Wait, I have a job interview Monday.
Oh, well, that's a whole other story. I mean, okay.
It's
what's going on?
It's come Monday, 7:30 a.m. in the morning.
Are they asking you to join? Are they asking you to come aboard?
I have to go for the interview at 7:30 a.m. for the first an interview.
Okay, can I ask you what type of job it is?
Food service at a school.
Okay, yes, you will have something.
Yeah, I'm working
now. If you don't
now,
get that, if you don't get that, you get another one right away, so not to worry. And I got to hang up now, otherwise I'm going to end up, you know, where you can call me by phone, okay?
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Yeah, I'll give out your number for everybody if they want to get their private reading.
Okay.
Call Gail directly at 808-372-1816. And you can have your private reading, a lengthier time, and really get into details. Right, Gail?
Yeah, Barb, so what, were we going to say something about Hefner or not? You were
1992, missed December 1992, and I came when Hef was still married to Kimberly, so I've seen Playboy and, well, Hugh Hefner himself totally go through a lot of different changes with relationships, first being married and then being single and how, what I observed during that time and then who he was with years at, all the years after that, and my own experiences with him. So this is not the show for that, as we know. It's time to hand out some psychic readings. But, yes, and I'm very excited to do my own show about it. And, you know, maybe you could be the person to ask me the questions, Dale. That might be fun.
I would love to. I would love to, okay. And Richard as well, because he had a whole bunch of questions. He's been watching the series from point A to point B, so that's been good. So, you know, we're trying to get to that, and we will. We definitely will. But I got to figure out what's going on with my phone to, you know, see what's happening. Okay, Johnny, what's up? Do we have,
something? The next caller is area code 865. You're on the air.
Hey, how are you all this evening?
Can you talk into the phone, sweetie pie?
Can you hear me better now?
A little. Not much.
Can you hear me okay?
Where are you located? Where are you located from?
I am actually in Johnson City, Tennessee. I'm wondering if my signal may be better. We've got snow over here. Can you hear me okay?
The snow has been just, we don't have any. We're in this, going into the 60s in Nevada right now, and you're getting all our snow, and we need it. So
from Tucson, Arizona. The climate is very, very different over here. It'll change pretty much at the drop of a hat, and you never know. The weatherman doesn't know. We never know.
That's bizarre. That is bizarre. And I'm sorry.
It can be. We
name.
Usually get our last snow in the middle of March, actually. We get really, really warm, and then we get our last snow, so it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I know. What was your name again, sweetie?
It's Mary.
Mary. Okay, we got you.
Mary Brookhalley.
Okay, Mary. You're funny. You're really funny. You have this
glimmer
of.
I don't think I am, but thanks.
I do. I think you're funny. And you have a very good heart. You like to help people as well. Are you aware of that?
I do. Oh, yes. That is why I'm actually calling.
Okay, wait. Don't tell me.
I'm not.
I see you.
You already know.
I see you care. Hello. You keep interrupting me. Okay, I see you caretaking. I see you caretaking.
Mm-hmm.
And I see you helping someone and helping people, and that is from your heart.
Yes.
Does that make sense? That makes sense to you?
Yes. I have been in healthcare. I've always been a caregiver, so I am in healthcare now.
Oh, okay.
Well, God bless you on that one.
Pretty much my entire life.
That's exactly what I meant. And that's not changing, by the way. That is not changing because you are very well needed. You are needed beyond what you expect or even desire. I know you don't have a life. It's hard for you to have a life when you're caretaking and you don't, you know, you can't get out as often as you'd like. But, you know, things are going to come your way and they're going to be very special for you. Okay?
I appreciate that. I'm kind of in a sense, I escaped bondage a few years ago and I've been trying to empower others as I have grown from that, but now I'm at another fork looking.
Oh, let me hear the fork.
And, yeah, go for it.
No, what's a fork? Let me hear the fork.
So in 2010, after, I have a very, very long, intricate story, and I won't go into that right now. We don't have time for that, but I ended up getting pregnant when I was not expecting to, and I ended up having two magnificent children. But for the last 12 years, I have been stuck in the area within 100 miles of my ex-husband, and that shadow has followed me. Now, granted, I ended up, after the divorce, I was homeless for a month and a half. And then I ended up getting two trades. I got my cosmetology, my CNA. I ended up getting my bachelor's degree, my master's degree. I opened up my businesses. I was showing my kids. It's like, no matter what, you can rise above it. Well, I ended up having a major physical overhaul. I was diagnosed a month before my undergrad graduation with a spinal disorder that was life-threatening, and I was told I'd be paralyzed for the rest of my life. I am a dance teacher. I couldn't have that. Wanted to be a dance therapist. Can't have that. I'm a caregiver.
Can I
can't
say
have
something?
That.
Can I say
yes.
something? I
don't Absolutely.
See you I don't see you paralyzed. Is that correct?
Definitely not. I got mad and I fought back and I started going to the gym. I had surgery. I am so much better now. I'm probably healthier now than I was before
than
the
you've
surgery,
ever been.
Even though, yes, yes, absolutely, I am. But now
and that's,
my daughter
that's a good
is 12,
part. Okay.
And I'm about
you can,
to get freed. And,
okay, you
I
can still do your caregiving part-time, and at the same token, you can still do, I know you want to do a lot of dance, and I see that, and helping people
that's,
do
that's
dance.
That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at is trying to figure out how. If I was free from that, if I had no restraints, it wouldn't be a problem. But because my children are still teenagers, I guess my question is, how much longer until I'm totally free to where I can fly, where I need to be, when I need to be, and continue?
Yeah, within,
I feel
within
like
3 years, within 3 years for sure, you will. The problem that we have right now is COVID. So
yes.
You know, that's starting to go away. And like I told Barb, I said, God, I said about a month ago it was going to go away totally, you know, and that's what's happening. Within 3 years for sure, you'll be able to have.
I guess my fear is am I going to have the resources and how bad is the court
whoa,
fight
whoa,
going
whoa,
to be?
Whoa,
is there
whoa,
going
whoa,
to be
I
a court fight?
I can't do a whole reading here. Okay, I'm telling you. You are going to have like your own dance studio, and you're going to have dance and all kinds of things. So that's going to happen. But can you get out of tenancy at all?
If I do, I basically have to show a material circumstance that is worthy of me having full custody, and then it is a matter of figuring out how to transport the children back and forth, because Tennessee is very much a 50-50 state, and they do not like the justice system has really become a bit of a mess.
I don't need to know. I don't need to know about that.
You're fine.
I do
You're
need
fine.
To know.
You're fine. It's I can,
Wait,
but it's going to be very
talk.
Difficult.
You've got to let me talk. If you don't let me talk, I can't tell you what I see. Okay?
Okay.
In the case of Tennessee, it's a very manly state, and it's just that's the way it is. No, you won't be able to make it out with the kids, but they do turn 18 at a certain age. In a few years, which they can go anywhere they want. And I do see within that time frame, you need to practice and do what you're doing with your dance and keep that up.
Okay.
And it's going to be very, very good for you. As far as you getting full custody, it's not happening. It's going to be shared custody.
So I guess the next step probably would be to get to Knoxville, and that would, I guess, be the answer I was looking to, that validates me. Thank
I don't know anything
that.
About Tennessee. I've never been there, so I don't know, but I could, wherever you think, that's fine. But I thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very
thank
much.
You.
Thank you.
Barbara.
Yes.
Barbara.
Yes, I'm here.
People, we should call this in Hawaii. What I call this in Hawaii, it's called spill your guts. Because that's the way it is. I mean, you know, people are just locked up and they want to talk and they want to have conversation. It's hard for me to use my ability when that happens. I usually like silence and then I go for it, but it's okay. It's fine.
A lot of information, and you're getting all these visions, or however you hear it, and you want to tell them. You want to tell them, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, there's stuff I want to say, you know, so it's a little hard for me. Like, I did want to say with you, you're going to be running into situations where you're going to have to choose if you want to fly by plane or not, because there's some things in the offing that's going to be good for you. I see you getting bigger and bigger in television if you put your mind to it. And
we're talking about me right now, Dale?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
And the podcasting things. The podcast, again, we're getting a talker. The positive thing is podcasting.
Right.
And I hope Johnny's going to work his way up there for you to help you as much as he can, which I believe he will.
Oh, well, that's all positive. That's very positive. I think that I'll be starting off with a very good show because it's a very hot topic right now, Hugh Hefner. You know,
I wouldn't wait too much longer, but I don't know why. Is Hugh Hefner a big hot topic at the moment?
Because there's two more ladies who have come out. It's like this big coming out on A&E, the series about another couple girlfriends or one other girlfriend who, Sandra Theodore, who had a bad experience being his girlfriend. But I'm starting to believe and see that a playmate is treated differently, but although that girlfriend was a playmate too, but if you're a girlfriend of his, that's a whole nother story. And he's got a private life and he is showing you there's no secrets. This is what it is. If you like it, here it is. If you don't, nobody was forcing anybody to do anything they didn't want to do. So I have no doubt that what they say happened and it was traumatic for them. But that wasn't my experience, but I have other little things that I can reflect back on and see how this could have happened. And I feel for them, actually. I really do. And you will hardly ever hear a playmate say that because they put him on such a high pedestal. But really, he's
right,
a human
right.
being. Yeah, they
well,
do.
Well, let me say this. The important factor, it was a different time and a different era. In those days, men could do whatever they want to women.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody really talked back. Or a woman could do whatever she wanted to a man, and they never spoke back. I remember because I was a blackjack dealer for 5 years, I remember doing that, and, you know, I would drop a card, and a man's hand would go up my legs. So, I mean, it was a different era,
oh, yeah.
a different time. And no one said
right.
much about it then.
That is
now, funny. Everybody's coming out with, oh, you did this to me. Oh, you did that to me. Oh, you know.
The Me Too movement.
There should be a time limit on how many years you can say what you need to say. You know, make it 10 years, 20 years, whatever.
Well,
but I really believe
you can't
that there should
yourself.
Be. Huh?
But
I'm
I
sorry?
Mean, that's their story of their life. That's their story.
Mm-hmm.
How can you really stop anybody from telling their personal story of their life?
Because
and
you
what,
can't.
How
true
what
is,
they
the guy's
didn't say
dead.
Anything. They didn't, yeah, but they didn't say anything that he did except for wanted all of the women to partake in orgies with him, pay them $1,000 a week for living there, and have rules about when they needed to be in and other various rules about what he expects of them being his girlfriend. So they're not saying anything mean. Just that it was like
that's
not a fun experience. And it was a bad experience, you know. I mean, who would like to have sex with somebody with five other girls around the bed watching you and you know that they hate your guts and want your position? You know what I mean? Of course, for 6 years, no less, you
well,
do that.
You have to understand, too,
bad.
There were orgies then. It was the 60s. And, you know, a lot of people did a lot of weird things. So, I mean, I remember the 60s very well, like it was yesterday. So. You know,
I know.
Again.
Dale, we're not talking about that, though, only.
Oh.
We're talking about the millennium. We're talking about
oh.
one from
mm-hmm.
the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking
mm-hmm.
about one from the 70s. We're talking about a bunny mother who was in the 80s and who had some bad experiences with the clubs. And we're talking about the millennium when Holly came. And 6 years into that, until 2006, 2007, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about now.
You know,
we're talking about then and
why
now.
Why don't you write a book about this?
I am, but there's a lot more besides this. But
there's
yes, I am. But it's not. I'm not. Okay. Somebody did ask me to start writing my book with me, and it is one of my publicists, like a manager type.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to maybe I'll just start writing a few chapters. Doesn't mean it has to be done right away. Just because you start it right, you know, to start it, you can take a long time writing it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, that's not
really?
True.
Can
I
say something?
It took me to. I've written
can
five
I
books,
say
and
something?
It took me. Wait.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Can I say something?
It took me five. It took
yes.
me 6 months to write each book. So when you start
mm-hmm.
getting on it, it depends on the person. Some take it 20 years. Some take 5 years. Now, Richard, what did you want to say?
Okay, two points here, and that series. On him, and that covers a lot of the change in the public's viewpoint of sex, okay? The second thing I'll say is on writing a book, Barbara, I found after writing eight of them that doing it first thing in the morning. And
okay.
I won't go into detail why I did that, but I did. And it works very good. So all you got to do is just when you get up, you know, have a snort of coffee or something, sit down, say, okay, I'm going to spend 30 minutes at it, and you do
they
it.
They do say yeah. that. That's the best time. Your brain is working very in
right.
high gear when you wake. Yes, I've heard that, and that you are not supposed to go on social media and just, like, waste those wonderful 2 hours.
No.
after you wake up. Don't do that.
True.
And then Richard says that. Wow, you're, well, of course.
No, but you know,
well,
it's funny.
A lot of knowledge in there, Richard.
I wrote my books at night, late at night when it was quiet. So like 12, 1, 2 in the morning, I'd be through by 4 and I'd go to sleep. You know, everybody's
mm-hmm.
different. But, you know, find out where you're
– that's pretty early.
Where you want to do it.
I like it early in the morning. I'm too tired at night. I like it early. I drop off Priscilla, come back. I have the house to myself for several hours.
Right.
And I feel like
correct.
This is a wonderful time
but
of my day.
I will tell you this, Barbara, that it will be picked up immediately. We're talking immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And there would be money to be made. But anyway, let me go on and see. Is there another person or what are we doing?
There sure is. Give me 1 second here. Area code 630. You are on the air.
I'm so
Hi.
Excited. Hi.
Hey.
Hi. Taking my
call.
Hi.
Hello.
Who is this?
My name is Dion.
Where are you from, darling?
I'm in Wisconsin right now.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's kind of the cream of the crop being in Wisconsin. This is the first time we've had a Wisconsin person call in.
Mm-hmm.
Normally it's New York, Chicago, all over. So how can I help you? Oh, give me your first name, please.
Dion.
Okay,
oh,
and how can I help you?
Well, I've tried to call in your show so many times, and I've never got on, and I just love to listen to you, and I am, unlike the other callers, I'm free bird. I have nothing holding me down, so any messages that you want to give me, I would be more than happy to just listen to what you have to say.
Okay, I will say this. Travel is your lot in the near future. Travel, 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 making money, helping people, working at that. I also see you being, I don't know, I'm picking up a leg injury or problems with the leg. Do you know if that happened yet?
No.
Well, I want you to be, again, I'm picking that up a lot today, and I don't know why, but I just am. Could be from one of my back callers, but all I can say is there is some sort of injury, and if it isn't you, it's someone close to you.
Okay.
Hello. All right. To be aware of that. Do you know of anybody right now from the past?
I used to have a left hamstring problem.
Well, that's a okay. That's a leg injury, yeah.
I used to.
And you worked it. You worked it out. I can't hear you.
Yes, I have.
Okay. Took a lot of stretching. Did you do any yoga for it?
A ton of yoga. A ton of yoga.
Ton of yoga, because I see a lot of stretching, a lot of yoga, and that's how you worked it out. And that's been good for you. I also see you teaching or possibly teaching yoga. Have you thought about that?
I've thought about it, but it's very intimidating.
Why?
I don't know. I'm just intimidated by it.
Well, you shouldn't be because you should be very good at it.
Okay.
Be extremely good. Think you would develop a lot of new things or new seances, things. It'd be a very positive call for you.
Okay.
So don't eliminate it at all. Okay?
Okay.
I also see, why don't I see a man in your life? Is there a reason why?
I am just so happy being single, and I just think that being single is underrated.
Okay. I was wondering why I didn't see him there. I also see a lot of dating or coming into dating in the near future.
Okay. I mean,
and,
I do like men.
Oh, no, I know that. There's no doubt in my mind about that. And I see you being extremely happy. Is there any questions you need to know?
Do you see me staying in Wisconsin? Really cold up here.
No. Pardon me?
Okay.
What did you say?
I said it's really cold up here.
I know. I see you going to Florida, actually. A warmer climate. And I see a lot of happiness for you in Florida. And I also see you being able to do your yoga there and it being very positive. That's what I see in Florida.
By any chance, do you have a timeline for that?
My God. Psychics aren't good on time.
I know.
But
I know.
If I were to take a shot at it, I'd give it within 1 to 3 years.
Thank you so much. You're awesome. I really appreciate that reading tonight. I called so many times, and I was so excited to get my reading from you tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And you
Thank
have
you,
a
ma'am.
Great day, sweetheart. Okay.
Great.
Johnny,
yes?
Would you give out the number, please?
Oh, yes, and then we can go to another caller. The number is 516-531-9874. Are you ready for the next caller?
Well, you need to say for your free psychic reading.
For your free psychic reading, Dale. With Dale's
right
your psychic.
Now.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. All right, next caller is area code 902. You're on the air.
Hi, Dale.
Hello. Hi.
This is Darlene.
I'm sorry?
My name is Darlene.
Well, hi, Darlene. Hi. Okay.
Hi.
And how can I help you?
Well, I'm going to stay silent and let you have the floor.
Okay. Thank you. Where are you calling from? What city, please?
I'm calling from Prince Edward Island.
Where is that?
Canada.
Where is that?
In Canada.
Okay, I gotcha. All right, I need complete silence, you guys, please.
Okay.
All right. Let me tell you what I see and what's going to be happening in the near future. I see more money being made for you in different areas and trying different things. I also see someone coming to the house that is going to be staying there for a while. I don't know how long that is, but it is for a while. I also see a lot of new things happening. There's, I want to say, okay, I'm trying to say this nicely. There is an illness in the family, but in that family, it's going to take a turn, you know, it's going to go downhill for a while, but then it comes back uphill for a while. Now, I don't know if I'm speaking of the past or the future, but I do know that is going to happen. I also see you trying to make things work because you're really good with networking. You're really good with helping people, and you're really good with that. Now, one of your clients is going to take you aside and help you with money and help you make things happen. I also see parties going to and, you know, a few things here and there, nothing major. Okay, how can I help you now?
You just did. Thank you so much.
Oh, okay.
That was great.
Thank you so much. You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a pleasant evening.
Thank you.
Take care.
Okay. Okay. Barbara, rescue me for a moment. I need to
breathe. Working hard. I know.
Yeah, I'm working hard.
There's a lot of callers today.
Yes. So can you talk for a while about anything?
Oh, I would love to. Anything, right? Okay,
anything.
Wow. You know what? I love what you guys told me about writing the book, and I feel like if I just start with one story, that's going to lead to the next and the next and the next, even though it doesn't have to be in order while I'm writing it. I can put it back into chronological order later. And I think it just will spark into, like, just, I think I will flow once I start, because it's pretty fresh in my mind, you know, these memories.
Well, let me tell you this. When I've written 5 books, and if you look at my website, and I'll let people know again, it's Dayle, Daylee Scheer, Scheer.com. And if you look under photos and you look under books, I've written 5 books, and in that happening, I always have to have a title for my chapter. Otherwise, I can't go on. I need a title, and then I can write.
You work off that.
That helps me a lot. So if that can help you, that's what I can tell you.
Oh, yeah. I think starting with the title is the exciting part, really. So important, too. Grab everybody's interest. And thank you for the encouragement. And you know what? I have such great tarot readings by you. And we were going to do mine. Was that
yes?
That was my little one? Okay, good. Because I wasn't sure if it was going to be taking up a lot of time or what, because I thought you were wanting to schedule a special day for it. And then Johnny just said, no, let's just do it Friday. So that's all we needed, because I'm a good listener.
Am I tarot reading now?
No, I think we have you wanted a special day. I thought you always use tarot when you read, no?
That is true. I do both. I see the future and I use tarot. So, like, Johnny, do we have callers?
Yes, we do.
I'm going to go with the callers because it's important. And then the tarot reading for the near future. I'd like to do the tarot reading separate if we could, Barbie.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. So we'll do that. Great. I'm glad we have a lot of callers. Who's next, Johnny?
All right. 773, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, it is me. Hey.
What is your name?
How are you?
Yeah, you can, Johnny. You can say you're on the air with Psychic Dayle Scheer, which might get
you're
on the
food
they're talking
Scheer.
To.
Woo!
Exactly.
My name is Nancy. I'm from Chicago, and I'm just wondering. I'm kind of in a dull spot in my life, and if you see any excitement coming up.
With the coronavirus, it's kind of rough for anybody to have excitement. I mean, we have to create our own. But what's nice is that we get into the creative mode of what we're doing, and new things happen, and it's wonderful. So that's something you might want to consider. You are extremely creative. You do well with writing. Are you aware of that?
I'm a writer.
Hello.
Oh, wow.
Hello, writer. Pardon me?
Hello.
I haven't done fiction, but I'm a writer. Yeah.
Okay.
I should try fiction.
I pick up on things, and I don't know why, but you're a writer. And do you write love stories or science fiction?
No, I write really boring business proposals, but I try and make them spicy.
Oh, you're funny. You're funny. You're good about that. I see a lot of hope for the future for you. I see more money coming your way. I see possibly, it's not a change of jobs, but it's like a promotion or doing something with a promotion. And I see a lot of good times for you as far as that's concerned. You're going to some place where it rains or snows. I don't know where that is, but I see that. Pardon me?
Huh.
I don't know where it is, but I see it. I also see you having fun and having good times. And I don't know. It's just you're just a happy person. I don't know what to say.
Well, that's a good thing. Maybe I should start writing love stories. Maybe that'll keep me from being so kind of dull.
Well, let me tell you, love stories would make it, it would do you really good. It would do you really good. What about a boyfriend? What's happening?
Zero. I have a really loyal dog, so they're very cool.
I'm sorry. You ought to be a stand-up comic. I'm sorry. You are really funny. Funny. I don't see you having one at the moment, but in the very near future, it is going to happen.
Oh, I like being single, too, though. I'm not saying you have to get married.
I did not bring up the word marriage whatsoever. I just said you will become best friends with somebody. You know, like a gay guy, and would be nice. That would be fun.
Okay, good. Okay.
Okay. I enjoy all my gay guy friends. I mean, I love them to death. So that's a good thing. What's the matter with your car? I see a problem.
You know what? It's been good lately, knock on wood.
Well, it isn't for long. There's going to be, you have to take it in and do some oil changing and check your tires is what I want you to do. Check your tires because I'm seeing like a nail in the tire or something to do with a nail in the tire.
You know, that used to happen to me all the time.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, maybe I'm picking up on the path.
I hope so.
And you got a new car?
No, it's the same car, but, I mean, it was to the point where I thought somebody was putting nails in the tire. It was so bad.
Okay, I got that. So I could be picking up on the past. I never know. I always tell my people, I never know if I'm in the past, the present, or the future. If I'm in the past, let me know. If I'm in the present, let me know. If I'm on into the future, we don't know unless you call me back.
That's true.
Okay. Okay, so what do you need to know in the future? Because that's where my expertise is.
Do I need to know?
In the future.
For the future? I don't know, maybe should I write a novel? Would it be worth my while? Or should I take up photography? I don't know.
Oh, well, that's a tough decision because I do both.
Yeah.
And Richard does both as well. I would say start on the novel and do photography as well. Because you have a chance to do both and you're good at both.
Oh, good.
Okay.
That's good. And my dogs are good. They're hanging.
Your doggy is fine. How old is the dog?
One is 10 and the other is 2.
Okay, good. I got that. I had two of those. I have a German Shepherd who's 100 pounds, and he thinks he's a lap dog, you know, but he's like, hello, mommy, I got something of yours, you know.
Yeah. Here's a log.
I love animals. The 10-year-old, what kind of make is that? What is he?
He's a Shepherd. Kind of Shar-Pei mix. He kind of looks weird. He's really handsome though.
You're cute. All right. He has a little while longer, so give him as much love and attention as you can give him. The 2-year-old just is going to cause havoc. So, you know, train him and do the best you can.
All right.
Okay.
Yay. Yes. Thank you so much.
Okay. Right. You have a good day.
Hello.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Great energy she has.
Barbara, talk to me.
She has great energy. She made me feel good. I get a good vibe from her.
Yeah, she's fine.
Well, you hit it on the head a couple times, big time today. What was the last one? Or one was that she was a writer and several things.
That was
and
a big one, yeah.
Huge one. And it sounds like you've helped a lot of people. I mean, they get off the phone, they're pretty happy.
Yes. Yes, that is true. And that's what we strive for all the time. And you need to tell me, I got to get my phone. I got to check and see if your voicemail is on it. But you got to, we got to do the tarot reading. I want to do that. So we'll figure out when you need to call me or text me.
I will.
Text me.
But you know, I'm getting better at my phone calls. And I know why I have a problem, and I'm working on it. And it has nothing to do with other people. But it's just a thing where I feel like I'm going to get drained. I'm going to drain myself, or I'm going to drain somebody else that I don't want to drain them. It's weird, but I found it. I did research, and this guy on YouTube, he explained it perfectly, and I saved it. And I'll share it on a show when we do that again, because we've had a lot of people come on to try to help me, haven't we, Johnny, with my phone phobia?
Yeah. Beta healer.
Yeah. You could text. You could text.
Well, I do, but nobody wants that. They always want me to call them.
No. You don't have to call. I prefer if you text me. It'd be a lot better.
Oh, okay. And you know what, Dale? I'm thinking maybe I left the message on your home phone.
I don't have a home phone.
Okay. Oh, well,
I don't know what number
you
got. You give it out all the time,
text.
So I don't know.
You text, but I know I should have called you a couple. I didn't even look at my messages for a few days because listen to this. A Huntington Beach native, my daughter's girlfriend, took us to this thrift store. I usually just go to the Goodwill. I don't know all of them down here. And it's called Savers. I found the most gorgeous love seat. Oh, my gosh. Modern. Huge for $25.
Wow.
Wow.
That is
sad. Yeah.
I like those. I'm starting at first. I wouldn't go because I would pick up the energy from the other person. So I would not go. But then it took me a while to get over it. And now I touch, you know, because my thing is psychometry. I touch to see into the past, present, and future as I touch, whether it be a phone, a wire, or something, I touch. And hearing the voice, I zoom in. That comes from being a telephone operator. I zoom right in. But now I can touch certain things at one of those shops and be okay with it.
Good. Those are things that people don't think about with psychics and what they deal with on a regular basis in life.
Oh,
but
they have
we all
no
do,
idea.
Really, but we're not in tune, are we? We do to a certain extent to people like, ooh, I don't know why I feel icky, but I do. So thank goodness, I wasn't even thinking like that, but these pieces did not give me bad energy. And I have a feeling that they were some nice woman's before. I mean, in perfect condition, like a very sweet green, like velvet with a beautiful hardware silver around it. And the white big chair that matches it, but like white, huge, modern, and then thing for like the TV, under the TV that holds all the stuff which I needed for my beautiful vases.
You got to send me pictures.
I will.
You can send me pictures to
$25.
You can send me pictures to the hello and send me pictures to the phone. Johnny, do we have anybody else?
Yes, we do. Area code 757, you're on the air.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. Who is that?
Hi, my name is Kay, and I just wanted to know what you pick up.
Well,
that's it.
Well, Kay, where are you calling from, sweetie?
I'm calling from Illinois.
Okay, we're getting a lot of Chicago people coming in, picking up snow, more snow. Lots of stuff coming in. Changing jobs or doing something with changing jobs. Or wanting to change jobs, things aren't being as good for you as you would like them to be. I see a lot of help where people will help you and guide you in the right direction. I also see relationships, and I see a lot of fun with that. I see you going out to dinner. I see you having fun. And I'm seeing, did you think about getting a new car or wanting to get a new car?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay. But you will.
Okay.
I know things are rather expensive right now, and it's like if you can hold off for a little while, you'd be fine. What are your questions, dear?
I'm in school right now, and I just wanted to know, like, how you see me doing.
Well, I need to know, what are you taking?
Oh, my master's MBA in finance.
An MBA in finance, okay. How you doing? You're going to do fabulous. I don't see a problem whatsoever. You really buckled down, and you really study hard, and you're good at it. Have you thought about your master's or PhD?
Oh, I'm doing my master's now.
You're doing your master's now? Okay, then next comes a PhD. Because you're going to want to do that as well.
Okay, that would be a lot. But yeah, I'll think
it is,
about it.
Look, just think about it. But that is something for you that you will do.
Okay.
A goes to B with you, B goes to C, C goes to D. You don't break your pattern. You sort of know that you're doing wonderful things and it comes out good.
Okay.
Okay, so did you have another question?
Do you see me losing some weight?
Go on, sweetie. Not going to happen overnight. The only thing I can recommend is the Atkins diet or keto diet. Actually, Atkins is probably the best. And to eating low carbs and high protein, and the weight will pour off. Drink a lot of water, not soda. The weight will pour off.
Okay. Yeah, I gained about 15 pounds. And
you gained how much?
15 pounds.
Okay, yeah, you will. It'll take a little while, though. You know, they have the club soda mixtures, and in the club soda mixtures, it is really good. And I can say that, you know, it's better than water, and you can use that, and it's fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, darling. You have a great day.
Thank you so much. You have a good evening.
Okay, you want to do the shout out?
Sure.
Barbie?
Well, thank you, Dale, so much. And everybody, if you would like to get your own reading privately, you can reach Dale directly. Go to her website, daleshear.com, and there's ways to book. Also, she has a direct phone number, too, which I gave out earlier. Do you want me to give that out again, Dale?
Yeah. That'll be good.
Okay. Here it is. 808-372-1816. Caller, texter, go to our website and get it booked, everybody. But we will see Dale again here next Friday. And if you guys want to know what our lineup is throughout the week, Johnny and I, we do a couple shows during the week usually. And you can follow us on Google Podcasts, which will lead you to our Blog Talk Radio link. And also, why don't you follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter? We would love to have you there. We are gaining a lot of momentum in social media, so it's fun. And thank you, Dale, again for your expertise.
Well, thank you, Barbara.
So many people.
Thank you.
Yeah,
well, thank
welcome.
You, Barbara, for being such a wonderful person. And thank you, Johnny, for being such a wonderful person. I don't know, and Richard, I don't know how I would do it without you guys. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
You too, Dale. You're welcome. We're glad to be here for you. And it's always good to hear Richard's giggle, you know, and it's always nice to have him here. And thank you, Johnny, for everything too. And I'll talk to you all this week.
Okay, and aloha, guys. Aloha.
Aloha,
Johnny.